people in your life that make you tougher, stronger, better, wiser. Basil's my best mate and he's not even a human, but he definitely makes me stronger, tougher, wiser and better. So who is it in your life that's done that for you and have you thanked them? Is that a really good question? But it's interesting because I work with people, deal with people, are challenged by people most days who share with me that there have been people in their life who haven't added value to their life. So their parents didn't treat them well or they had terrible teachers at school or they had horrible brothers and sisters or somebody in their life wasn't good to them. Well, this is a very personal thing. Just want to quickly show you my gloves. They're very old because I use them all the time. But as you get older, and I'm much older than my gloves, as you get older and wiser, it's really awesome to appreciate what tough, horrible, ugly, yucky experiences do for us as human beings. So my personal experience with my parents, and this is very personal. You could look at my life if you saw the history of my life with my family. And I would probably have an excuse to say I didn't have the support of my family didn't treat me well. I probably could say I don't even like them very much because as people, they're not the kind of people that I would like to have in my inner circle. But I'm so incredibly grateful and thankful and appreciative of my father, my mother, my brothers and sisters because they have made me the person that I am because of the horrible, tough experiences. Now, there's a couple of things to do here. You could look at your past and blame your past and say, ugly, horrible, terrible, I can't be happy, I can't be successful because of my past. And a lot of psychiatrists will share with me very openly that the reason that people come to see a psychologist, psychiatrist, counsellor is because they have to deal with their past. I've got a question about that. First of all, can you change anything about the past? And my answer to that is, of course, no. You can't, I can't, nobody can. Everything that happened 1 second ago, 1 minute ago, 1 year ago, 50 years ago is in the past. I can't change it. I can't fix it. I can't make it better. But what I can do is learn from it, grow from it, and become tougher and stronger and better because of it. And that's what I've done with my family. So it's interesting because if you talk to my brothers and sisters, they would probably have a different story about our parents. We all had the same parents, but they would probably give you a different story about horrible experiences and tough times. And my father used to strap me really hard. Some people would say beat me up. I love that he did that because he always did it for a reason. When I screwed up, my father hit me. And what it taught me was that don't screw up because there's consequences to screwing up. Now, a lot of people won't get that, and I know that parents don't do that anymore. But I could look back and say my father abused me or my father hurt me. But I choose not to do that. I choose to be positive and excited about what I learnt from my family, not be bitter and twisted and angry about it. And I also, this is a very personal thing again, but I deal with a lot of people, and a lot of people in my close inner circle who have developed horrible stress diseases, the worst, of course, which is cancer, because they haven't been able to deal with their past. They're all bitter and twisted and angry about the things that happened in the past. Remember, stress is a physiological response that screws up your immune system. So if you don't get rid of stress out of your body breaks down and you get sick. That's just what happens. And the worst sickness, of course, is cancer. I'm sharing this with you in such a personal way and in such a, an almost in a dramatic way because I don't think we have to live like that. I could be angry for the way my mother treated me. She often told me she couldn't love me because I wasn't the kind of daughter that she could love. There was a whole heap of horrible things that came out of my mother's mouth. And I could focus on those, but I don't. What I focus on, two things about my mum. One is that in her older age, because of my gorgeous husband, K-Man, who put her into an exercise program and she got healthy, fit and strong after the age of 70, her value to the world has been massive because we have her captured on film, boxing, lifting heavy weights, running on the sand, being a healthy, fit, strong woman over the age of 70 and 80. Everybody in her life died under the age of 60, everybody in her family, and she lived till 98, died peacefully in her sleep. Now, that happened because she had a period of time in her life when she was healthy, fit and strong, she was boxing, she was lifting heavy. She has shared that message with the world and it adds value to the world even though she's dead. So I'm really excited that my mother was in my life because she made that happen. I'm really excited that my mother and father decided to have me, particularly me, because I came along 11 years after everybody else in my family. I was the youngest by 11 7 years. My elder sister had already left home when I was born. A lot of people thought that I was my sister's illegitimate child and my mother was just taking care of me. That's how long after it was so different back then, because I'm an old lady now. Most people didn't think you could have a baby as old as my mother did. And they certainly didn't think that I would be a healthy child. They thought I would be deformed, I would be mentally retarded, I would have lots of challenges in my life. So I'm very glad my mother decided to have me, because when the doctor said, you're not pregnant, you're going through menopause, she said, no, I've had 5 other children, I know that I'm pregnant. I'm sharing all of that with you because that's just part of history. It's human history, my human history, that I can't change. I can just be grateful for it or angry about it, and I can choose to be grateful. The reason I'm so grateful is my mother was also, the best parts of my life have come from my mother. My mother was German. And my mother taught me about cleanliness and maintenance and organization and hard work and being an extra mile person. My mother was the hardest worker ever. She kept the cleanest house. She was a German, pedantic. Probably now she would have a syndrome like some kind of control freak about how clean your house has to be. But I learnt that from my mother, and that has worked so well for me in my life. I'm organized, I'm systemized, I'm clean, I'm disciplined, and it's added massive value to my life. I'm sharing that with you because I could focus on the horrible things that happened with my family, or I can focus on the positive things that I've taken from what they've taught me. I have brothers and sisters who are completely different from me. We have nothing in common. We don't see each other because we don't have anything in common. But I had brothers and sisters who wanted to have families and live their life their way, and they've all done that. And I've learned from that that it doesn't matter what's going on in your life and what your background is and what your history is, if you decide I'm going to be a doctor, be a lawyer, be an accountant, be a doctor of economics, and I'm just quoting from people in my family, you can do whatever you want to. Now, I'm very privileged, because my family, who were not supportive of me becoming an exercise professional, nobody took me seriously. Everybody said it wasn't a real job and I wouldn't ever be successful. I used that as a driving force to drive me forward, not pull me backwards. And there was originally, of course, there was a little bit of, I want to prove them wrong. They've told me that I can't. I want to prove to my family that I can. Now, as a big girl, I'm over that, of course. But what a great driving force. I want to prove to people that they've told me that I can't. I want to prove that I can. So why am I being so personal? Because life is personal, and I work as a personal coach with my students at the Max International Colleges. Every single day I talk to people on a one-on-one basis about their life, and a lot of people use the excuse, I can't be successful because of my past. I can't be successful because of my horrible parents or my bad childhood or horrible things that happened in my upbringing. You can't change that. I can't change that. We can just learn and grow and get better because of it. Another very personal part of that, and the reason I'm sharing this, is somebody shared with me they had a horrible educational experience. Well, I ran away from home at 14 and 9 months, and I share that regularly. This next part of the story I don't share very often. I had one of my teachers at my private boarding school, religious private boarding school, who tried to have sex with me. And he never was ever, nobody ever did anything about it. I wasn't embarrassed about it because I didn't have sex with him. So I just told everybody this is what he tried to do to me. And I originally thought it was a bit odd, really, that this old man would want to have sex with such a young girl. I was 14. And nobody did anything about it. In fact, the next year he got caught having sex with another girl who was young. He didn't get sacked from the school. All that happened was they transferred him to another school. Now, I'm not telling you a story that's unusual. This happens on a regular basis and it happens all over the world. I could be bitter and twisted about that, but I'm not. What I learned, there's a few things I learned, obviously, but one of them is you need to learn how to do martial arts so you can defend yourself. You need to learn to be a tough, strong person because bullies only pick on weak people. He thought because I was being bullied that I was weak so that he could now take advantage of me. That made me a tougher, stronger, better person. It made me realise that even if you look up to people, and I learnt this lesson a very long time ago, never overestimate other people and never underestimate yourself. So I didn't have the support of my family or my school or my church or my teachers, so I had to learn to fend for myself. And that's a beautiful gift that my father taught me and gave me. The best place to find a helping hand is at the end of your own arm. So I didn't stay in a place where somebody was going to abuse me. That would be silly. I ran away from home to get away from that, and my life began exactly the way I wanted it to, which is becoming an exercise professional. I started working in a gym when I was 15 years of age, and that's been my life ever since, and now I'm a very old lady. I know this is very personal, it's a personal history about me, but I'm sharing this because so many people use excuses that their past was terrible, they had horrible things happen to them, and they can't go into the future as a successful person. Whew, obviously, this is a personal moment I'm sharing with you. So I won't say emotional. What I will say is passionate. I don't want anybody to have a horrible life. I want everybody to be healthy, fit and strong, have a career or business that they love, be financially free and have great people in their life. You can't do that if you're weak. You can't do that if you're frail. You can't do that if people pick on you and you allow them to pull you down. And they're the two things that I'm really thankful to my parents for. Thank you for making me a tough, strong person. Thank you for teaching me that hard work and going the extra mile and being disciplined are really important parts of life. And I've left all the ugliness behind. I'm focusing on the future, I'm focusing on the positive, I'm focusing on being happy, successful and awesome for the rest of my life, and obviously my life every day is dedicated to helping other people to do the same. So may you want to be healthy, fit and strong, have a career or business that you love, be financially free and have great people in your life, and may you never blame your past. Wouldn't it be great to use your past as a university, as a textbook, as a plan to become a tough, strong, better, wiser person so you can go forward being the person that you want to be? And could that be a great way to live your life to the max? Hey, Basil, my mate. Woohoo!